Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. As we have been noting at the beginning of each one of our shiurim till now, but for those who may be new, we recommend having access to the Pirush Chai, the book of illustrations that accompany this Masechta. We continue our shiur today with the Gemara, 14 lines from the top of the Omid, Toni Rabbi Zakkai Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. But before we learn the Gemara, we have a topic heading, the Nosei, where we've written Rabbi Yochanan Doche Mokor Shemuva Yedei Rabbi Zakkai. We will see in our Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan dismisses a Tanaic source that will be brought by Rabbi Zakkai, and in the source Shematir Tiltul Bein Luchayim V'Tachas Kura. The source allows carrying opposite a lechi and under a crossbeam, which are positioned at the entrance to a mavui. Abaye v'Rava cholkim b'mahu daito sh'Rabbi Yochanan b'nidon zeh. We will see in the Gemara, and under our markings, you can see we've highlighted with a double underline, Abaye and Rava. They disagree as to what Rabbi Yochanan's personal opinion on this matter is. And further on in the Gemara, a diamond will feature the expression Mino Aminolo, where Rava and Abaye will present the source or the basis for their opinions regarding Rabbi Yochanan's stance. Now we turn to the Gemara. Toni Rabbi Zakkai Kamei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai taught a Tanaic source in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and it reads, "Bein luchayayim v'tachas akuro nidon kikarmelis." The area opposite lechi or under a kora is considered a karmelis. We have to just correct ourselves. In our introduction, we said the opposite, but the case is that the moker presented here forbids tiltul opposite the upright pole, or if you are using a crossbeam, a kora, this source osers it, and it calls that area a karmelis. A karmelis is a rabbinic realm when it comes to Shabbos. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, nor is it a Rishus HaRabim. We'll just say for our purposes, it's an open area in which it's forbidden to carry things around. So in our case, it's true we're not dealing literally with an open area, but we're assigning the same legal status to the area under the crossbeam or opposite the lechi as if it were a karmelis. And hence carrying there would be forbidden. Now we continue with Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. Omar le, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Zakkai, "Poke Toni Levra, take your Tanaic source that you quoted and cast it outside." Meaning, what you're teaching is not accurate. Rather, there is permission. One is allowed. Omar Abaye, "Mistabru milsid Rabbi Yochanan tachas hakora." It's most likely that Rabbi Yochanan's leniency is with regard to carrying underneath the crossbeam, because of the idea that we saw in a previous shiur that the outer edge of the crossbeam descends, that's called chudo hachitzon yored v'sosein, and the enclosure of the mavui is accomplished by the outer edge of the crossbeam. Hence, under the crossbeam, you are considered within the mavui, and you can carry there. Avol bein lechoyayin oser. But Rabbi Yochanan will accept the source that Rabbi Zakkai taught with regard to the issue of carrying opposite an upright lechi pole that you use as the matir of the mavui. But opposite the pole, no, you can't carry there. For Rava Omar, Rava is more lenient in his presentation of Rabbi Yochanan, bein chayam nami muter. the area opposite the lechi is also an area that one is allowed to carry. And Rava says, from where do I know this, that Rabbi Yochanan goes all the way, is matir even opposite the lechi? The chiyosu Ravdimi on Rabbi Yochanan, we dashed underline Rabbi Yochanan because we're trying to focus on his opinion. When Ravdimi came, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, "Mokoim she'ein bo arba rabim." An illustration that accompanies this particular Gemara's illustration number 99. You can see division point between a private and a public domain, a Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Rabim, and that thing that is that mokum, that spot that the man is positioned on, is mokum she'ein bo dalin al dalin. It's a place that is less than 4x4 tvachim. Mutter livnei Rishus Rabim livnei Rishus Hayochid v'kasef olav. It is mutter for people that are in the public thoroughfare, as well as people in a private area, to rest on it. Lekase falov would mean to place items down on this. Lekase literally has to do with resting one's shoulder, but it's to place packages on this thing, on this protrusion that measures less than 4x4 tfochim and a height of 10 tfochim. Uvavad shelo yachlifu. The only thing we would object to is if someone were to stand in the private domain, place something on this elevation, on this protrusion, with the intention of someone in the public domain taking it from there. Yachlifu would mean using it as a transfer point. That we would object to. That would be, let's say, overdoing the heter. However, to place things on it, if you're walking in the Rishus HaRabim, or you happen to be in the Rishus HaRabim, we'll be okay, because it doesn't have significance to constitute its own domain. Therefore, it is botel to the domains on either side. We call this a mokom ptur. Likewise, so Rava is saying, the pole, the lechi, is also a very limited item in size. It's a pole. It's less than 4x4 hand breadths, and therefore it is a place that is mutter to be used. You can carry opposite the pole. Abaye's response, he says, I agree with your halacha of the place that's less than 4x4 tfachim, that you can place things on it. Hasam begavoa shlosha. There, that has a height of 3 tfachim, so it's not considered lavu to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not considered attached to the public domain. It has its own status, which we call a mokom ptur. But it has gova to it, it has height to it. As opposed to the case of the lechi, we're not talking about putting something on top of the pole, we're talking about using the ground that's opposite the pole. But you're, in effect, carrying something while walking on the ground. There's no height to it. Therefore, it cannot be allowed as you might allow what's illustrated in picture 99. Amar Abaye, Mino Amino Law, from where do I know that opposite the lechi is forbidden? The Omar Rav Chamo Bar Gurya Omar Rav. Toch HaPesach Tzorch Lechi Achir La'atiro. Take advantage of illustration 100. 100 is illustrating Toch HaPesach, that's the area that is within the entranceway. So that area within where the Aleph is in that picture, that's Toch HaPesach. You can't carry there unless you have another lechi. Tzorch lechi achir la'atiro. That's why he would place the lechi as it is in the picture, to allow carrying in that area, the Toch HaPesach area. V'chitemo de'is bei dalet al dalet. You might try to argue that that area has a measure of 4x4, and therefore it has significance, and it's not, and therefore it's an area that needs its own innovation for permitting carrying there. But that's not true. For Amar Rav Chonin bar Rova, Amar Rav Tocha Pesach, Afal Pi She'ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet Tzorach Lechi Achir Lahatiro. That Tocha Pesach area, even if it's a very narrow or very short area, it requires another lechi. In other words, this Tocha Pesach could be described as itself being a lechi. So the Tocha Pesach might serve as a lechi for the rest of the Movui inside of it, further in. But for the area between it, between the Tocha Pesach, which we just described as serving as a lechi for the area in it, that itself you cannot carry there. It needs another lechi. So this would show that the area opposite a lechi would be forbidden. That's Abaye's point. The Rava, what's his response? Hasam, that din of Rav that was illustrated in picture 100, the Pasuach leKarmelis. There, the Movui opens to a Karmelis area. The Karmelis is a rabbinic domain. Avol lirshus harabim mai, but if it were to open into a literally a public thoroughfare, what are you going to say then? Sure, that it would be mutter. It would be mutter to carry opposite the lechi. The Gemara says, are you serious? Yetziva be'aro v'giyura b'shmei shmaya. This is an expression. It has literal significance, but for our purposes, the Gemara is basically saying, are you listening to what you're saying? In other words, Rava is saying that the stringency that Rav featured is where the Movui opens to a rabbinic area. But if the Movui opens to a Torah prohibited area, then we are more lenient. Well, that's not logical. That's like saying the Yetziva Ba'ara. The Yetziva is a citizen. Is Ba'ara, is on the ground. He's lowly. And the Giora, Giora is the stranger. He is high up. He occupies a more significant position. That's not logical. Someone who is a citizen of a particular area deserves more prominence than a stranger to an area. And yet you are saying something that's quite illogical. Rava answers, no, what I'm saying is not illogical. Rav's stringency concerning the Movui that opens to a Karmelis is reason for greater stringency because of the following idea. Motza min es mino v'ne'ur. That means literally a like kind met its own kind and became aroused. Which means the area opposite the lechi, if you want to call it a Karmelis, it will be aroused by the fact that you are opening to a Karmelis. However, if you weren't opening to a Karmelis, so then it's not being expanded by the fact that it opens to a Rishus Harabim. Let us try to understand this a little more clearly by looking at the Rashi. The Rashi we're looking at is four lines under the Gemara text. Motza Karmelis Shebein L'Choyayim Shelo Hoyavo Shi'ur Karmelis. The pseudo Karmelis area opposite the Lechi, which, as Rava would have you believe, doesn't have a Karmelis dimension, and however, if it opens to an open field, let's say a real Karmelis, a real rabbinic area, es mino, Rashi says shechutzelo, the area beyond the Movui and the Lechi, if it's a Karmelis, v'neor nischazek al yedei mino v'neor, it becomes strengthened and aroused through the Karmelis outside the Movui. V'neor mishinoso, it gets aroused from its slumber, so to speak. Shoya b'tchila boteo, the Lechi, the area opposite the Lechi originally was of no concern, and you were allowed to carry there. So it was b'tchila was boteo. Eitzel She'eino Mino, if it were adjacent to a Rishus HaRabim, something that is not like it. Therefore, I say that if it opened to a Rishus HaRabim, it remains dormant. The area opposite the Lechi remains dormant in terms of a prohibition, because it doesn't have, as Rashi said, a Shi'ur Karmelis. However, if it opens to a Karmelis, so then, in fact, that is what creates the prohibition, because the large formal Karmelis outside of the Lechi area then attaches itself to the Lechi area because they are of like kinds, becomes expanded, it becomes a real Karmelis, even the area opposite the Lechi. But once again, that is only if the area is opening to a Karmelis, and that was what Rav's din was. However, Rabbi Yochanan, if you're dealing with a Lechi positioned at the opening of a Movoi that opens to a Rishus HaRabim, so the area opposite the Lechi, being that it doesn't have a Shiur Karmelis, is an area that you are allowed to carry in. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Lei, here we have a question. This lasts quite a few lines, and we have a long question to illustrate that. Omar Lei, Rav Huna, Brei, the Rav Yeshua, LaRava. Fiat lo tisbara. Rav Huna says to Rav, you aren't going to agree to bein l'choyayim osir, that the area between the Lechi is osir, and of course we're going within Rav Yochanan. V'omar rabo bar barchan on Rav Yochanan. We dashed undermine Rav Yochanan again to draw your attention that he is the subject of our discussion. What does Rav Yochanan say? And illustration 102 will be of benefit for us. Mavui she ritzafoi bilchayayin, a mavui that was lined. Ritzafo is a sequence of upright poles. Pochos pochos midalid, if each upright pole is within four tvachim of the next one. That shiur of being within four is something we touched upon at the top of this omud, on the top of Daf Tesom and Aleph. So we saw there that that which the Gemara says now, Bonu l'machloikis Rav Shimon Leil v'Rabbonan. This brings us to the controversy between these two Tanaic opinions. Is something within four tfachim considered attached one to the other? Rav Shimon Leil d'Amar Amrinon Lovud. According to Rav Shimon Leil, that says within four tfachim, you are considered attached. Mishtamesh ad chudo apnimi shalechi apnimi. You would be allowed to use this mavoi, but only up till the inner edge, the inner edge of the innermost lechi pole. As far as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is concerned, all of these poles attached to form one large lechi, one long lechi, so to speak. He will allow the use of the mavoi from the edge of the inner pole, inwards. Le Rabbonan, the Amri Lo Amri Non Lava, the Rabbonan who say that within four tfachim one is not considered attached only unless you are within three tfachim of one another. So these poles do not attach to one another. So the Rabbonan that say Lo Amri Non Lava, Mishtamish Ad Chudo HaPnimi, now here we have to emphasize the word Pnimi. He says you can use till the inner edge of the outermost pole. And why is that? It's because that outermost pole is the only lechi. It's the pole positioned between the Movui and the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the other poles are just discounted. They're not attached to it. They don't form one long lechi. So therefore, you've got one narrow lechi at the entrance to the Movui. But what do the Rabbanan say? You can use the Movui all the way till the, but here again, emphasis, inner edge of that outer pole. Mishtamish ad chudo hapnimi shel chitzon avol bein l'chayim dekulei alma oser. But even according to the Rabbanan, and certainly according to Shumam Liel, the area between the lechi and the opposite pole, you're not allowed to carry. In other words, even the Rabbanan who said that all of the Movui is essentially mutter, that's true up till the inner edge of the outer pole. But you can't carry opposite the outer pole itself. So, what do we see? That we see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the area Bein L'Chayayim is forbidden. V'Rava, what is Rava's response? Hasam Nami, there too. The reason for the prohibition is because the Pasuch L'Karmelis, that Mavui opened to a Karmelis. Abol L'Rishus HaRabim, my, but if it were to open to a Rishus HaRabim, what would the din be? Sorry, it would be allowed. The Gemara asks, really? You're telling me if it opens to a Karmelis, which is a more lenient type area, so we have a restriction to carry opposite the Lechi. But if it opens to a Rishus HaRabim, which is a Torah forbidden realm, in other words, to carry from the Mavui to the Risham, that's more serious. And now, all of a sudden, it's mutter to carry opposite the Lechi. Yetziva b'yara v'giyara v'shmei shmaya, like we saw before, which basically means, this is not logical. The Gemara answers, Rava will answer, in. It is, motza min esmino v'ne'ur. The Karmelis outside the Mavui joins up with the area opposite the Lechi, which we termed a Karmelis that lacks Karmelis dimensions, but it's we'll call it a dormant Karmelis. The fact that there is an adjacent, large, full-blown Karmelis outside enables the two to join up, Veneor, and it becomes aroused to create prohibition. If, however, there is a Rishus HaRabim outside the Mavui, so the Lechi remains a non-threat, a dormant type area, and you would be allowed to carry there. Of course, this is Rava's position that he has been taking all along. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Rav Ashi Omar. We have to note that Rav Ashi is a second approach. We just had Rava's approach. And now Rav Ashi's approach to this whole case of which featured Rabbi Yochanan and the Mavui that was lined with poles. Rav Ashi Omar, Kigon Shirotzfoy Bilochayim Pochos Pochos Mi Arba, the Meshech Arba Amos. The Mavui was lined with lechis within four tfachim. The entire length of these successive poles was for a distance of four Amos. Before we go further, though, Rashi helps to tie everything together. Rashi at the top, Rav Ashi Omar li Oilom Bein L'Chayayim Rabbi Yochanan Mutter, which is like Rava in his presenting of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan does allow carrying opposite the Lechi. V'hai d'omar Rabbi Yochanan d'shaycha plutayu d'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbonan l'acha, that which Rabbi Yochanan tied in the machlokes tanoim of Reb Shimon and the Rabbonan to this, kigon d'ave meshech ritzifa zu arba amos borach hamovui. Of course, the issue here is there's a new element to the discussion, and that is that these lechis were successively positioned for a distance of four amos. What does that mean for us? The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Yomar Amrina Lovewood, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that says that within four tfachim, one attaches to another. So all of these poles then attach to one another in your mind's eye, and they last, or they continue for a distance of four amos. Have lay mavui. The four amo distance makes it's such that they are a mavui. They have a mavui dimension, and therefore they can't function as a lechi. V'tzorach lechi acher lahatiro, and therefore you would need another lechi to matir the area opposite these poles. Rashi points out that the area within the poles is mutter, even so, the area within the poles is mutter. The issue, though, is carrying opposite the poles. Rashi says that as a first opinion. He has a second opinion where he says, li nir'eh, that even the area within, further in, from the inner edge of the poles to the back of the movui, is not allowed either, because this cannot function whatsoever as a lechi. We continue in the Gemara, ulo rabbonon diamri lo amrina lovud, according to the rabbonon, that items that are within four tvachim but more than three are not attached. Lo tzorach acher lechi acher latiro. You don't need another lechi to allow the area between the poles. So as we review what we've seen most recently, we have Rava and Ravashi, both explaining Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that in a standard lechi situation, you are allowed to carry in the Movui, it's really at the edge of the Movui, at the point opposite your, we'll call, normal, regular lechi. Regarding the case of a Movui lined with poles, and we saw some element of restriction, as Rabbi Yochanan reported that this involves us in the Machlokis Rabbon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rava gave his explanation, that's because this is a particular, that's an unusual case of a Movui opening to a Carmelis, and Rav Ashi offered his explanation in that the lining of these poles creates a new Movui situation. Let's continue in the Gemara. Ula Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. How could it be that Rav Yochanan would have said in the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel that you would need another lechi? Why should you need another lechi to begin with? Does this not resemble another halacha? And that other halacha will basically say you don't need another lechi. Let's see what the case is. Maybe we should make sure that we have available our Pirush Chai and illustration 105 on page 18. This is an aerial view of lined poles. One lined poles lined successively. The outermost pole protruding a bit into a Rishus HaRabim, and the reason for that, Rashi explains, that when people set up poles, it's very difficult to align something perfectly, so it most likely is protruding a bit into the Rishus HaRabim. And now, with that picture in mind, let's continue in the Gemara. Ul Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leve kenira mi machutz v'shava mi bifnim. According to Shimon Gamliel, that the poles are considered attached to one another. Granted, when you're in the Movui, you don't notice them. But when you're outside the Movui, near Emi Bachutz, you see something is protruding beyond the Movui. And as such, it should serve as a lechi. The Gemara answers, Midi hu taimo elo l'Rabbi Yochanan? Is it not so that our current discussion is within Rabbi Yochanan? Well, ha ki osa ravin, omer Rabbi Yochanan, nira mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnim, eino nido, mishon lechi. When you have something that's noticeable only to people on the outside, people in the Rishus HaRabim, but not noticeable as a lechi, to someone inside the Mavui, it doesn't count as a lechi. That having been said, the Gemara now is going to continue using this as the theme of the upcoming sugya. On the side, under our nosei, our topic heading, we've noted, number one, nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz, and number two, nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim, im nidon mishum lechi. Are these considered proper lechi, and will it matir v'movui? to assist in appreciating this Gemara, there was a series of illustrations. And as we've mentioned in previous shiurim, even if we don't make reference to a specific illustration, have the Pirush Chai on hand to make reference from time to time to these illustrations, even those that we may overlook. So now our Gemara continues, which draws our attention to illustration 107. Itmar nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz. In 107, you can see that the, we'll call it the board that is positioned jutting inwards to the, perpendicular to the Mavui wall at the edge of the Mavui. So if you're standing in the Mavui, you will notice this adjutment, this jutting phenomenon. If you're walking along in the Rosh Chodesh Rabbim, you don't notice it. It looks smooth to you. It doesn't look like something that's put there as a tikkun. Nidon mishum lechi. That is considered a kosher lechi. The opposite phenomenon, nir'eh mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. Diagram or illustration 109 would serve to illustrate this. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Chal omar nidon mishum lechi, b'chal omar eino nidon mishum lechi. So we have a machlokes on this. Who says what? So now the Gemara tries to establish that. Testayim de Rabbi Chia de omar nidon mishum lechi. Let us conclude that Rabbi Chia would say that nire mibachutz v'shove mibifnim is kosher. The Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia features a Tanaic source, and to appreciate this source, we glance at pictures 110 and 111. These should be available as we go on in the Gemara. Kosel shetzido echod konus mechavero, a wall whose one side is withdrawn more than the other. So you can see where the Aleph is. You have a wall that part of it is thinner, if you will. It's with the thicker part is said to be withdrawn. Bein shenira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, ubein shenira mibifnim v'shava mibachutz. Well, if you look at 111, if you are outside the Mavui, you can see this, something is unusual. It serves as a lechi. In 110, it would not be noticeable to people outside the Mavui, but to people inside, it is something noticeable. This source is telling me, nidon mishum lechi. In both cases, it's considered kosher. Now, what we have to emphasize in this is, of course, the case of nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. And that's why that's dashed underlined. In addition to the end of the source, it says, nidon mishum lechi. Who taught this source? Who brought it into the discussion? Rabbi Chia. So, tistayim. We can thereby conclude that we have two underlinings just before. One was Rabbi Chia, and one was Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. The first underline that said Nidon Mishum Lechi Chad Omer Nidon Mishum Lechi. It must be him. The Gemara asks for Reb Yochanan Mi Lo Shmia Leha. And Reb Yochanan, did he not hear this Tanaic source? Elo Shmia Leh Velo Sover Lo. He did hear it, but just didn't accept it. Well then, Rabbi Chia Nami Lo Sover Lo. Rabbi Chia, by the same token, might have heard it, but who says he accepted it? So how can you conclude with certainty that Rabbi Chia is the one that says Nidon Mishum Lechi just because of this source? The Gemara answers, "Hi, my! How can you compare the two cases, the two possibilities?" Bishlamo, Rabbi Yochanan Lo Sover Lo. Granted, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from that which it teaches Mishum Lechi Lo Tani Lo. Therefore, he didn't teach it. Ela Rabbi Chia Iisa Lo Sover Lo. But Rabbi Chia, if it was so that he doesn't hold from it what it teaches, Lama Leila Mista, why bother teaching it? So the fact that Reb Chiya taught this source shows us that he agrees with it. And in this source, you see, of course, that Nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim constitutes a kosher lechi. Omar Rabo bar Rav Huna, Nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim nidoin mishum lechi. Continuing, of course, in that which we just discussed, visible from the outside, even though it is not noticeable from the inside, is considered a good lechi, is effective in being matir the mavui. Umosvinon ashmaiten. We have a long question marking. We also have a triangle. On the side, under the mivne heading, the triangle is presented as sidro shokushios, Sheesh lahakshois, a series of questions that arise im oimrim, if you take the position denira mibachus v'shova mifni midon mishum lechi, that visible from the outside and smooth on the inside is a kosher lechi. Kushos elu mivusosois al hamokor, the questions that we will be featuring are based on a source that begins with chotzer ketana shenifritza Ligadoila. It's a Tanaic source that will be prominent in this discussion. The questions that the Gemara will ask are based on this source. The Katani Hosam in the source, it says Kitana Asura. Kitana Asura, the small chotzer, the more narrow chotzer is prohibited. We will be paralleling the chotzer Kitana to the Mavui in our discussion. So that in your mind's eye, the chotzer kitana represents something that has a type of lechi to it. That's nireh mibachutz v'shove mibifnim. Those are the abutments formed by the walls of the chotzer gedola that extend beyond the width of the chotzer kitana's entranceway. So they, you can see those abutments from outside, from when you're standing in the chotzer gedola. When you're standing in the Chotzer Kitana, you don't notice that. Nevertheless, the source says that the Chotzer Kitana is Osir, and that will run counter to the concept of Nira Mibachutz Vishava Bibifnim should count as a Lechi. As we continue in the Gemara, we will notice double underlines which represent answers, responses, in order to preserve Rabo bar Rav Huna's contention that Nir B'choshav Mifnim is kosher. We have a starred note on the other margin of the Gemara. We've written the following: He'ora al mivne asugya. Just a note concerning the structure of this Gemara. Ad sof omud ze yesh Shalosh Nisyonis Lahakshay Sa Rabba Rav Huna. There will be three attempts to ask, to question Rabba Rav Huna. Gemara Oina Al Kushya say, the Gemara will answer these questions. B'omun Abo, Gemara Makshay Sheila Ruka V'nish Eres Bekach Neged Rabba Bar Rav Huna. When we get to the next Omid, namely Yud, Omid Aleph, the Gemara will present a long question, and at the end of that long question, we will be left with a question on Rabo bar Rav Huna. Hopefully we've mapped out the Gemara, so now we can get into the content. Omar Rabo bar Rav Huna. As we said earlier, visible to those on the outside, but when standing in the Mavui, it looks as if there's no tikkun over there, there's no lechi. It's still nidon mishum lechi, still considered a matir, and you can carry in such a Mavui. Omar Rabo, umosvinon ashmaiten, and we ask on our teaching from the following source. Note the length of the question. The source says Chotzer Ketana Shnifritza L'Gedola. Now, this is a source we've made reference to in previous Dapim, and we have an illustration. Picture 69, page 12, helps to illustrate this. A small Chotzer, a narrow courtyard that opens into a larger courtyard. Gedola muteres uktana asura. The members of the larger courtyard can carry within that courtyard. However, those in the small courtyard are prohibited, because if we call the drisas haregel, the fact that the people in the large courtyard can walk in and impose on this other domain, and unless they join together in an eruv, this drisas haregel will aser the chotzer ketana. And you might ask, why it's the chotzer gedola muter? Mitnei she'i kepischa shel gedola. The chotzer gedola is said to be closed off from it with a doorway. So it's not completely open into a forbidden domain. The fact that there's an opening is what we call a pesach, and a pesach doesn't ruin the closed feature formed by the wall. The im isa, if it's so that nira mi bachutz v'shove b'bifnim is considered a lechi, ketano nami tishteri, let the small chotzer be allowed as well to carry within it, benira mi bachutz v'shove b'bifnim, based on this idea that it has a tikkun formed by those wall extensions that appear to either side of the entrance to the chotzer ketano. Again, when you're in the ketano, you see the area opening completely open into a forbidden area, the chotzer gedola. However, when you're in the chotzer gedola, you notice abutments that the wall forms beyond the chotzer ketano to either side. So that is something. It's an example of something visible, a protrusion, visible from outside, even though it's even from the inside. So why does that not help to allow carrying in the chotzer ketana? So this would be a challenge to Rabba Baravuna's din that Nira B'chushav Efnim is considered a lechi. Omar Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera explains that the case of the chotzer ketana is illustrated in 114. So we find that illustration, and you notice that the walls of the chotzer ketana actually continue into the chotzer gedola. They don't end at the edge that we saw in that previous picture, but rather they continue inwards more. That's benichnosin kisle ketana legdoila. Let's glance at the Rashi. Rashi you can find in the middle of the wide lines under the Gemara, benichnosin kisle ketana uboltin lesech gedoila b'shtayim shosh amas. They extend for two or three amas into the chotzer gedola. Danach kipufi de poshulu migdola shomde meachore pirtzes ketana. Nirin Shalomi Oisikoi Sohoya. The Gipufi that Rashi is making reference to is illustrated in the Pirush Chai, picture 114. Notice where the Gimel is. Those were originally supposed to serve as the Lechi, but because the walls of the inner Chotzer continue so much further beyond them into the Chotzer Gedola, we can no longer assign any significance to the fact that the Chotzer Gedola walls are wider than the entrance to the Chotzer Ketana. The Gemara asks, okay, granted Rabbi Zero says what he did, still, who says that you don't have a good Lechi? The question lasts a couple of lines. The Lema Lovud Fetishteri. Picture 117. Why not say that those walls, this is an aerial view which you see in 117, why not say that those walls that are extending into the Chotzer Gedola, in your mind's eye, through the power of Lovud, become attached to the sides of the Chotzer Gedola, and with all of this imagery taking place, you recreate Nira mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. In other words, by saying lovud, you would solidify the whole area marked off as aleph, and recreate what we saw in our original picture of the Chotzer Ketana entering the Chotzer Gedola. Nira in picture 69. So far, we are having trouble understanding why the Chotzer Ketana is Osir. Even if you say like Rabbi Zera, why not say Lofud? You might say, there is a, but you know why you can't say Lofud? It's because there is a great gap between the protruding walls, or the extending walls, of the Chotzer Ketana and the opposite wall, or the adjacent, the parallel wall of the Chotzer Gedola. We are allowed to say Lovud only when, in picture 117, where the gap there is within three Tvachim. Maybe the gap is more than three Tvachim, and thereby we can't say Lovud, and you don't have then any more, any Nirem Mibachutz. But we're not going to say that. That's not true. V'hotoni Rav Ado Bar Avimi Kamei de Rabbi Chanina. Rav Ado taught a Tanaic source that complements the source we just saw of Chotzer Ketana Shenifer Tzalu Gedola. It says Ketana be'eser, Gedola b'chasesrei. That means that the width of the Ketana, the airspace width of the Ketana is 10 amos. The airspace width of the Gedola is 11 amos. Just to remind ourselves, an amo is made of 6 tfachim. The difference in space of width of the Chotzer Ketana and the Chotzer Gedola, the airspace difference is 1 amo. However, the 1 amo is airspace of the Ketana. What about the walls of the Ketana? The walls constitute, if you accept, let's say, Rabbi Zera's approach, those walls have their own thickness to it, so that the gap between the wall of the Ketana and the parallel wall of the Gedola is less than three Tvachim. Let's go over these numbers again. They might sound a bit confusing. If the Ketana is 10 and the Gedola is 11, that means you have a difference between them, a total of 1 amma. 1 amma is 6 tfachim. If you assume for the time being that the Ketana is positioned central to the Gedola, that would mean on either side you have a differential of 3 tfachim, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. 3 and 3 is 6, and we said it was a 1 amma differential. But that three tfachim number was a differential of airspace. The walls themselves take up some of the room, so that the thickness between the thickness of the wall of the Ketana and the parallel wall of the Gedola, you have less than three tfachim. So we're back to the Lovud suggestion. And therefore, as our long question suggests, why not say Lovud, and the Chotzer Ketana should be Mutter? And yet the source says the Chotzer Ketana is Osir. That would be a challenge to Rabba Rav Huna, seeing here that Nira Mibachutz V'Shava B'Mifnim is still ineffective. Omar Ravina. Ravina says that, first we look at picture 118 to appreciate this a little more. Ravina says, "B'muflogin mikaisel zeh b'shnayim mikaisel zeh b'arba." The Chotzer Ketana was not centrally located. It's not positioned in the middle. So there's imbalance. On one side, the gap between the walls of the Ketana and Gedola is 2 tfachim. That's within the Lovud realm. However, the other wall is 4 tfachim away. That is beyond Lovud, so it doesn't get attached. The Gemara asks, so what? V'leimo Lovud meruach achas v'tishteri. So on one side, you have Lovud on one side. And as we're discussing the topic of lechis, one pole is enough. So one lechi, one nira mibachutz v'shavim should be enough. Why don't we say that?
Unless, once again, as we said before, we don't hold by Rabbi Rav Huna's teaching, and that Nir Rabbi Bachul Shevafim is just not effective. We continue at the top of Daf Yud. Gemara answers that the Chotzer Tanach and Shenifritz Gdola's source, Rebbe, he is authored by Rebbe. The Omar Bo'inon Shnei Pasin. Rebbe holds that when you have a Chotzer opening into another Chotzer, one's narrow and one's wider, you need to have two Pasin, two boards, two poles. The Sanya, the source says Chotzer, Niteres Bepas Echod, Rebbe Omer Beshnei Pasin. And what we have to focus on, of course, is Rebbe. We've dashed underline him, and you see, he says you have to have two. And therefore, the suggestion just made of, say, Lova Meruach Achas doesn't work. So up till this point, where are we holding? Basically, we've answered all the challenges posed to the original din of Rabbo Bar Rav Huna. He said originally, Nira mi vachut shavim mifnim, nido mishum lechi. Questions were asked on that, and each question has been answered. As far as the last question is concerned, it's a technical rejection of the question in that making the whole source of Chotzer Tanach Shevusim Gdola is a shitas yochid, it's shitas Rebbe, that requires two pasim. But if you don't hold by that, so nirei mibachutz v'shavei mibifnim would be an effective type of lechi. At this point, the Gemara raises a question. It's a long question. It's quite involved. This long question takes all of the information that we've learned till now as part of this give and take discussion in order to develop the problem. At the end of this long question, for better or for worse, we're left with the question. In other words, we'll be left with the challenge on Rabbo against Rabbo Rav Huna. The Gemara. Hi, my. How are you really trying to set things up? E amrs bishlamo nira mi bachutz vishava mi bifnim eino nidoin mishum lechi. If you say unlike Rabbo Bar Rav Huna, and that it's this nira mi bachutz vishava is not a good lechi, the Rebbe savar lo kereb Yosi, and Rebbe who requires two poles to matir, he holds like Reb Yossi, that says that a lechi must be three tfochim. This is a new sheet that we haven't seen till now. Uda Rebbe Zera, Uda Ravina Lesa, and we would simply disregard their explanations of the Chotzer Tanach Shenifritzo LeGedola source. With our markings, things should be easy. All you do is you look back at the previous Omid Beis. We had double underlined Rebbe Zera and Ravina. And at this point we're saying, just disregard what they said. Rebbe Zera described the walls of the Katana extending into the Gedola. Forget that pshat. And forget what Ravina said in light on the heels of Rebbe Zera, that it was not centrally, the Tana was not centrally positioned. Forget that too. Basically, go back to picture 69. Then, if you take all of these points into consideration, Mishum Hochi Tana Be'esug Deyla V'chasis Rei, that particular teaching that we saw, three lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, will have a great deal of significance. We have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara indicating to go back to Tes Amud Beis, where you can see where this quote comes from.
as we said, mishum hachi, because of everything we just said, that source with its statistics will make sense. Mishum de Rebbe Savar law k'Reb Yossi, because Rebbe holds from Reb Yossi that says a lechi must be three tvachim. Let's go over all of this. What the Gemara is saying till now is basically go back to picture 69, which means forget what Rabbi Zera said about the Chotzer Ketana walls extending into the Chotzer Gedola. Forget Ravina and keep the Chotzer Ketana centrally positioned. Accept that Nira Mibachutz V'Shava V'Mifnim is simply ineffective. Our only concern would be, can the Chotzer Gedola be considered Mutter? How does the Chotzer Gedola, how will it become Mutter? If it has two Pasim, again, picture 69, the Chotzer Gedola walls that extend to either side of the Chotzer Ketana are our two Pasim, our two boards, so to speak, each one measuring three Tvachim. How is each one going to measure three tvachim? By telling you that the Chotzer Gedola has a width of 11 amos, the Chotzer Ketana has a width of 10 amos, a 1 amo differential, 1 amo is made of 6 tvachim, 3 tvachim on one side, 3 tvachim on the other side, and lo and behold, I have my Chotzer Gedola having its two pasim, thereby blocking it off from the influence of the Chotzer Ketana. Hopefully, what we just said is clear, and all of this can be summarized as saying the statistics, the 10-11 that we saw in the source at the third line from the bottom of Testament Bays, will make perfect sense if you accept that Nira Mibachutz V'Shava Mibifnim just doesn't count as a lechi, and as we said, we're not interested in being Matir the Ketana, and the purpose of these numbers of 10 and 11 were to set up the two pasim, each one of three tvachim, in accordance with Reb Yossi. As we said, things make sense. Our interest was it simply being matir the Chotzer Gedola. Eloi amris nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim nidon mishum lechi. If you're going to go back to Rabba Bar Avuna and say that that is considered a good lechi, and we're going to go back to what they said, the walls of Ketana that extend into the Gedola, and that it's not centrally positioned. The Rebbe lo savar lo k'Reb Yossi, and Rebbe, who requires two poles, doesn't hold like Reb Yossi, but rather a lechi could be a mashehu. Gedola b'chasis rei loma li. What was the point of saying that the width of the Gedola was 11 amos? What do I gain by that number? It doesn't make sense. Mi monafshach. Either way you look at things. I lemishrei l'gedola ka'asi. If your goal is to matir the Gedola, once again, Rebbe saying that you need to have two poles and you need to matir the Gedola, then be'eser u'shnei tfochim sagya. It would be enough if the Chotzer Gedola were 10 amos plus 2 tfochim in width. If that would be the case, so you have 10 amos and 2 tfochim, and the smaller chotzer being 10 amos alone, 10, wider one, 10 plus 2 tvachim, I would have on either side a very small extension, and certainly within a lavud, creating my two poles. But I don't need 11 amos for that. 10 and 2 tochim would be enough. If the purpose in the Chotzer Gedola with its 11 amos is to show how the Chotzer Ketana is forbidden, so the Shaminan, the Miflegi Tuva, then you should have given me a much bigger, much wider statistic where the walls of the Ketana are even more distanced from the walls of the Gedola. even though there's a greater distance, it's still not going to help for the Ketana. Rashi explains this a little in greater depth. So let's look at the Rashi together. The E Lamisra Liktana Kasi Kidei She Yirchaku Kosle Oirech Hagadoilo Miknisosa Shel Ktana Dalit Fochem Mitzad Echod. We made the Chotzer Gedola 11 Amos, had the Ktana not centrally located, so that we would be able to say that the protruding walls or the encroaching walls of the Ketana were 4 tefachim from the side of the Chotzer Gedola parallel wall. The lo limtzi lemeimar lavud lemishrei, so I wouldn't be able to say lavud and allow the inner one. Ulad mure di ilav hochi avisharinon lebektana benira mibachutz ayadei lavud, and to teach me that had it not been for that, I would have been able to matir the Ketana. Rashi continues, Lishaminon, then you would have gained more by Gedola Rechova Harbe Umiflegi Tuva. You should have then taught me a case of the Gedola being much wider than 11 Amos, and the gap then between the walls, I like to call them the Rebbe Zeira walls, where the Nichnosim Kosei Ketana Ligdola were those encroaching walls, the walls that of the Ketana that extended into the Gedola were at a much greater distance from the parallel Gedola wall. Davi Milsa de Psika. Then it becomes very clear. The Ha Lav Milsa de Psika He. The current situation is something that's not cut and dry. It's not absolutely clear. Since you're dealing with a mere differential of 1 amo, so there is still room to say that it's 3 from one wall and 3 from the other wall. V'agdola Rechova Harbe Havitoni, had the source taught about a gedola being much wider, Havagamino Minei Tfei, I would have been able to learn more. The Mishum Haflogo Mitzurah. Because of the distance, it would have been much clearer. Because of the great gap, it is the Ketana is forbidden. In other words, if it's like Rabba Barav Huna is concerned, that Nira B'Belchus V'Shava B'Mifnim would have been kosher, would have been acceptable, and it's only because there is this gap that prevents me from saying lavud. So make it really clear that the gap is great. Not, don't keep me on this borderline case of 3 tefachim, which doesn't make things so clear for me. Make the Chotzer Gedola really wide, and then it would be clear to me that the whole chisaron, the whole lacking, is the fact that I can't say lavud. But otherwise, Nira Mibachutz Vishamim would have been good. But it doesn't teach it like that. So the Gemara goes on, Elolav. We go back to the Gemara. Elolav Shma Mina. Rather, it's from here, from the fact that the Ketana was described as 10 Amos and the Gedola was described as 11 Amos, that the whole point of this source was to teach me that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim eino nidon mishum lechi. That in fact I have all the makings of a nira mivachus shabiftim, and yet the chotzer ktana is usher, showing me that it's eino nidon mishum lechi shma mina. This is conclusive. This is conclusive, unlike Rabba bar Avuna. Omar Rav Yosef lo shmia li hashmaitza. I am not familiar with this teaching of nira mivachus shabiftim. Is considered a good lechi. In other words, that which Rabba bar Rav Huna taught, I'm not familiar with that. Rashi adds a little more to this and says that Rabba Rav Huna taught what he did. He probably got it from his father Rav Huna, and I didn't hear it from Rav Huna. Abaye responds to Rav Yosef, and elsewhere Rashi comments that Rav Yosef had experienced an ailment which impeded his memory, and many things that he had in fact learned he forgot, and Abaye recounted those things for him. Abaye makes a comment here, and notice it's a long marking. Omar le Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, what do you mean you didn't hear, you never heard of this Nirav Chusham Mifnim, is it considered a good lechi? At Amris Nihalon, you taught it to us, V'alho Amris Nihalon, and concerning the following, you taught it to us, and you'll see how Rav Huna's name actually appears. The Omar Romi Bar Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Lechi Hamoshechim Defano Shel Mavui. Let us take advantage of illustration 120. That, you'll see the Lechi is positioned there. When you're standing in the Mavui, it would just look like the continuation of the wall. It's Shava Mibifnim. For someone outside, would notice it as something attached to the Mavui, would notice it as a Lechi. That's Nira Mibachutz V'Shava Mibifnim. So that the Gemara describes in words, Lechi Hamoshech Im Defano Shel Mavui. The Lechi that extends along the wall of the Mavui. Pochos midalet amos, if it extends a distance of less than 4 amos, nidon mishum lechi, it will be considered a good lechi. Umishtamish im chudo hapnimi, and you can use the mavui from the inner edge inwards. Dalet amos, nidon mishum mavui. That, if that extends 4 amos, that lechi distance, the length of that lechi, if it's 4 amos, it would be considered the mavui itself, the osur lishtamish bekulo, and it then has no lechi identity, and the whole mavui would be osur. V'at amris lon alo, and you, Rav Yosef, said concerning this, this is something you said in the past, shma mina tlas, from here we learn 3 points. You'll notice the third point, we've numbered them, the third point is dashed, underlined, that's really our topic. Number one, Shma Mino, Bein Luchayim Oser. From that which he said, Michudo HaPnimi, you can use the Mavui, if it's less than 4 amos, only Michudo HaPnimi, that shows me that the area between the Lechi, or opposite the Lechi, you cannot carry there, you can only carry from the inner edge inwards. Number two, Ushma Mino, Meshech Mavui Ba'arba, and we learn that the length of a Mavui, the minimum length of a Mavui, is 4 Amos, and that's obvious from what he said. And number three, Ushma Mino, Nira Mibachutz Vishava Mibifnim, Nidon Mishum Lechi. We see that if this Lechi that was put up was less than 4 Amos, it was Matir the Mavui. And it was positioned parallel in a smooth attachment to the wall of the Mavui from the inside. It was visible only to the passers-by. That's a case of Nira Mibachus Vishava Mibifnim, and it was Matir the Mavui. V'hilchasa, the Gemara rules, Nira Mibachus Vishava Mibifnim, Nidon Mishum Lechi. In fact, it is effective. The Gemara asks, how can you paskin like that? Notice we have an arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. Just go up a few lines where there was another arrow, same side, same left-hand side of text, the narrow lines of the Gemara. What is it pointing to? The Gemara concluded there, Eino nidon mishum lechi. The diamonds that we have here are to emphasize the problem that we're encountering right now. Here you're ruling that Nira Mibuchasham Mithim is considered a lechi. There we concluded, based on the Chotzer Gedola and Chotzer Ketana source with the Bryce of 10:11, that Eino nidon mishum lechi. So the Gemara asks, Tiufta v'hilchasa. On the one hand, you repudiate this, and on the other hand, you actually rule like it. That's right. We're not seeing double over here. That's right. It worked. It's true. And why is it? Why are we ruling that Nira Mibuchusha Mifnim is kosher? Mishum Datoni Rabbi Chiyo Kavosei. We have a star that tells you to go back to Tesamid Beis. You look on Tesamid Beis for a parallel star along the right hand side of the Gemara text. You see, in the almost a little less than halfway down, the dashed underline Reb Chiya. He had a Tanaic source that Reb Chiya was a very central figure in Gemara, and he has a Tanaic source in which it says that Nira mibachutz v'shava mibefnim nidon mishum lechi, and that carries a great deal of halachic weight. And as far as anything else is concerned, we can just say that their technical difficulties may have been raised along the way, but this source nevertheless carries the day. So that's the way the Gemara concludes. And with that, we conclude our Shiur for today.